an Asian expert from AEI, will join us at 6:35. It is now 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Powerful storms and tornadoes swept across four states over the weekend, killing at least 14 people.
It was just large swath after large swath of devastation.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott describing the destruction left by tornadoes that struck his state over the weekend.
In areas that were filled with trees, that were forest, it looked like they'd been ripped down as tinker toys, just completely knocked down.
The governor surveying the devastation after multiple twisters ripped through an area roughly 60 miles east of Dallas Saturday, claiming the lives of at least four people and sending dozens more to the hospital. I'm Reid Binion reporting.
Congressional negotiators reached a bipartisan agreement last night that will keep the government funded through September.
The top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, has welcomed the deal on a $1 trillion spending bill to fund the government through September. Schumer says the pact is a good agreement for the American people and takes the threat of a government shutdown off the table. The bipartisan deal is set to increase spending for the military and border security, but does not include money for a border wall. The measure also eliminates cuts to popular domestic programs targeted by President Trump, such as medical research and infrastructure grants. The deal still needs to be voted on. I'm Barbara Cusack in Washington.
Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell says he feels vindicated by last year's Supreme Court ruling throwing out his public corruption conviction. And last night on CBS's 60 Minutes, McDonnell also said he was unaware that at the time that his wife, then First Lady Maureen McDonnell, was accepting cash and gifts from businessman Johnny Williams.
I knew she had bags. I knew she shopped. Who paid for those was just not something that we discussed. I'm just not the kind of person that probably paid enough attention on some of those things.
And McDonald says he didn't question how Maureen could afford the $6,500 Rolex watch she gave him for Christmas. It, too, came from Johnny Williams. Well, now that we're into the month of May, there's a new sense of urgency at the Memorial Day Flowers Foundation.
Amy Miller was going to visit her brother at Arlington Cemetery on Memorial Day 2011.
The first time I met the foundation was when they offered me a rose to place on his grave on Memorial Day.
And she says that simple act had such a deep meaning to her.
Someone else cares and remembers the sacrifice of our loved one.
She now finds herself as the spokesperson of the Memorial Day Flowers Foundation as they gear up for Memorial Day 2017.
We're actually doing events at 18 veteran cemeteries around the country.
And that involves 240,000 flowers. She says they could always use some help. Head to our website for more info. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump recently signed an executive order rolling back restrictions on oil drilling on our coast. So what will that mean for us?
There are pros and cons to the executive order signed last week by the president regarding oil and gas drilling, according to John Townsend with the AAA.
Greater domestic production by the United States means that we change the status quo and we change the outcome. And we change even the basic paradigm, which is supply and demand, and it puts us in a more advantageous situation.
However, he says if something happens, it's in our own backyard, and we would have to live with the environmental consequences. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,941, the NASDAQ at 6048. Sports, the Celtics take a 1-0 lead in their playoff series with the Wizards. Baseball, the Nationals scored 23 times to beat the Mets. That's a new franchise record. The O's beat the Yankees. Hockey, the Caps are in Pittsburgh tonight for Game 3 of their series with the Penguins. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
Easy as pie. Down the tubes. We have some interesting phrases that pepper our language.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Like that sage advice, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, let me clarify something. To keep something from breaking, you got to take care of it. Heating and air conditioning systems are complex machines. And at Snell Heating and Air, we're the company that's famous for helping you get the most life out of that complex system. And my stand-up guys are front and center, ready to assist 777. That means you can call on Snell 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week with no overtime charges. That goes for quick repairs or regular service calls. So yeah, if it ain't broke, at least keep it maintained. And Snell can sure help you out with that. Peace of mind is a piece of cake with the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Route 7. Incident's going to be inbound. Eastbound Route 7 with an overturned car. Eastbound before you get to Bear and Cameron. So if you're coming inbound after Reston Parkway, up ahead, you'll hit those brake lights as crews try to sort things out. Westbound side of Route 7 at Bear and Cameron, your travel lanes are open. In through Tyson's, accident on the Beltway. Now they're trying to move things around here, but a little complicated. Outer loop, as you come up to Route 7, it's now just the far right lane only getting by. So from the Legion Bridge and into Tyson's, you need to plan ahead here. We've seen those delays quickly growing. On 66, travel lanes reported open here, but heavy as you head in through Manassas. Northbound on 28, right as you pass Manassas Drive. That's where we have a report of a crash in that location. Maryland, you've been pretty calm on 270. No problems, 95 or the BW Parkway. And DC 295 North at Benning, still with that work zone causing early morning delays. Update sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Powerful storm system over the nation's midsection rolling east. Just isolated showers, thunderstorms today. By this evening, though, some strong to severe storms are possible. Windy and mild today, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Gainesville, 59 in Bethesda, 65 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. In an about-face, the U.S. now will pay for an expensive missile defense system in South Korea. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, Michael Auslan, who's an Asian expert with AEI, will be here to talk about what's going on with North Korea. 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. We'll talk about the Virginia gubernatorial race with Virginia GOP Chair John Whitbeck. And at 8:35, Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner, who has broken a couple of interesting stories over the weekend. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. There is a movement afoot, I'm sure you've heard about this because it goes back to 2015, to rename J.E.B. Stewart High School in Falls Church, Virginia. And I'm going to tell you about what's going on with this, but I want to know from you, should we change the name of J.E.B. Stewart High School in Falls Church, Virginia? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And this goes to a broader topic of changing the names of all of these and taking down Confederate statues and monuments and changing the names of schools and public buildings because they have the name of someone who happened, you know, who also served in the Confederate Army. So back in 2015, a small group of students at J.E.B. Stewart appealed to the school to remove the name from the school. They wanted to change it because they said the school names represents a history of racism. And Julianne Moore went to that high school, and also a TV producer named Bruce Cohen. So they started an online petition. Well, they're famous. So they've got over 35,000 signatures. And I'm willing to bet that a large portion of those signatures are people who probably can't find Falls Church, Virginia on a map. So I'm not quite sure how they should have any opinion in this whatsoever. They want to rename the high school Thurgood Marshall High School to honor the Supreme Court Justice. All right, fine. That's a worthy name. However, I'm not a fan of changing history. I'm just not a big fan of it. You can try to erase history doesn't mean you're going to change, and I think you need to learn from history. Mm-hmm. So you can use these monuments and so on to explain the history. And here's the thing. J.E.B. Stewart
was actually a phenomenal military genius. He was a wonderful strategist. He was very good. I mean, yes, they lost, but my point is that he was more than just being a general for the South, all right, just being a strategist, a general for the Confederate Army. He was a brilliant military mind in that sense. So there has now been Freedom of Information Act, and some emails were obtained through Virginia's Freedom of Information Act by the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, which is a taxpayer advocacy group. And these emails, as outlined in the Daily Caller, show a little bit of some clandestine conversations and deceptive practices. One of them being, it looks like, a desire to withhold the real cost of what this is going to take to change with the public. There is concern of a coordinated effort with the Fairfax County School Board to downplay the price tag associated with the name change, which they think will cost a minimum $750,000, and don't be surprised if it tops $1 million.
Right.
But we don't necessarily want that to get out. There are also some emails that show that Sandy Evans, who is the school board chair, worked heavily with a small group of local activists, including NAACP leader George Abler, Ralph Cooper, Stephen Spitz of the NAACP, George Waters, a Democratic activist in Northern Virginia, to get favorable opinion content for the student newspaper and so on. So it looks like there's some behind the scenes goings on here.
Mary, I think it's time to make these changes. I think we should change the name of this high school. I think we should change the name of Lee Highway over in Virginia. I think that we should continue what's going on now, right now in Louisiana, where they're rounding up all of these Civil War statues and they are demolishing them and moving them out of public squares. I think it is time, because it offends people. And as long as we're going to go ahead and do things, you know, and take care of all these monuments that offend people, I think it's time for us to demolish the Washington Monument. I mean, after all, the first president of this United States was a slave owner. And the Jefferson Memorial just across the way, that's got to go too.
I agree.
It absolutely has to go. And, you know, by the way, the Capitol building was built by slaves. We can't have a testament to slavery. When we look at this building, it's painful to people to know that slave labor went to build that Capitol. Oh, and the White House, by the way, also same thing. Slaves were used to build the White House. So all of these buildings must go. We must now cleanse all history that has anything to do with slavery or the Civil War.
Agreed.
I think you see that I'm speaking with tongue firmly in
cheek. Totally serious. Prince George's County, we need to rename it, because it was named for the Prince George of Denmark, who was heir to the throne of England. And the state of Delaware, because that was named for Thomas West, who was the third Baron de La Warr, who was the ruling governor for the colony of Virginia. We need to change that as well. Maryland, the state of Maryland, the name needs to be changed, because that too goes back to Queen Henrietta Maria, who was the wife of King Charles I. So, and they were our enemies, right? We fought against them for independence and for freedom. We fought against the British. Change all of it.
Well, when you start cleansing history, I think it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, John in Fredericksburg, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. John, come on, $1 million. It's worth it to rid us of this horror, right?
Yeah, it's insane. You know, the book 1984 was all about that, going back and, you know, collecting books and rewriting them and all of that. It's just ridiculous. Our history is our history. You can show me any famous person in history, and I can find something derogatory about him or her, and then we can take their name off some building. It's just ridiculous.
Absolutely.
You know, and the point is, too, the Civil War was also about states seceding from the Union and basically states' rights and all that. It wasn't just about slavery, and that's something that the left really hates, the idea of states' rights. So even though, yes, they use slavery as the reason, it's also about the idea that states would have any rights under the 10th Amendment.
Yeah, no, John, thank you so much for kicking it off for us. 888-630-9625. Russ in Centerville, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Russ.
Hey, good morning. I didn't think I'd have much to say about this, but
the name of Nelson Mandela popped into my head. And on a YouTube, they talk about people who have done the good and who have also done the bad. And so I'm sure Jeb Stuart did some very, very good things. He also did some very, very bad things. And can't throw both of it out. Like Nelson Mandela and like Pol Pot and like Stalin, they all did some very horrific things prior to their, well, maybe not Stalin, the other two, but Nelson Mandela certainly was responsible for killing some folks. So the man of peace, we're going to throw him out too and take him from every Kabbalist and stone and, you know, remove the name of Moses, if you will, speaking metaphorically, I guess, in a way that we won't even know what history is anymore.
Yeah, and no, Russ, fantastic. Yeah, thank you. Fantastic point. We appreciate it. Well, I want to get your opinions of this. Maybe someone actually thinks this is a good idea. If you do, change your name. That's fine. Be anonymous. 888-630-9625. It is now 6:15.
That time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're struggling a little bit here still with this crash on the Beltway, Virginia, and that's because only one lane gets by to the far right. So if you're heading from the American Legion Bridge and into Tyson's, the outer loop crash is going to be right near Route 7. Stay far right to get by. 7's not the lucky number this morning. Eastbound on Route 7 as you're coming in toward the Beltway this morning. Eastbound before you get to Barron Cameron Avenue. That's where we have accident activity. One overturn. So dramatic there. A lot to check out. Checking you out, 95 with just the volume delays in Aquia, in Woodbridge. A little bit slow through Newington as well. DC, 295. We need to get that work zone picked up. We are struggling northbound as you come up to Benning. Still again with the work zone to pass through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thunderstorm possible today. It'll be cloudy, but really this will be the warmest day of the week. High of 82. Tonight, thunderstorms are possible as a big cold front comes through, and it could be severe. 64 degrees tomorrow, sunshine 78. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, temperature in the upper 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
All right, so do we change the name of Jeb Stuart High School in Falls Church, Virginia? There is movement afoot to do so. And some emails obtained by a Freedom of Information Act found their way to the Daily Caller. And it seems as there has been a coordinated effort based on these emails going back and forth between the school board chair, Sandy Evans, and some members of the NAACP, and Evans and school board member Pat Hines using George Abler as a conduit to generate opinion content for the student newspaper, because we want this, we think this is a good thing to do. And also questions as to whether the true cost of changing the name of the school is being kind of hidden and maybe not being 100% truthful about, when apparently, according to these emails, it's going to be a minimum of $750,000, more likely over $1 million, to change the name of the school. Bill and Reston, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Bill. Do we change the name?
Morning, you two. Love the show.
Thank you.
You know, the one recurring theme that seems to always be true with these name changes, it's always when liberals are offended by the name of what has already been there. I never hear conservatives screaming that Malcolm X Boulevard in Southeast D.C. needs to be changed. I mean, my day is no different whether I drive down Jefferson Davis Highway in Prince William County, Virginia, or whether I turn down Malcolm X Boulevard in Washington, D.C. It has nothing to do with anything today. And people just really need to get over themselves.
Well, conservatives are made of sterner stuff, apparently, than liberals, and I think that we all know that. And he's right. You don't see people screaming to change other names. It's only things that liberals are offended with. Paul in Maryland, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Paul, do we change the name?
No. This is a witch hunt against anything to do with people who fought on the Confederate side. They were not perfect people, but the Unionists were not perfect people either. They committed a lot of atrocities when they invaded the southern states. And this is just PC gone mad.
Yeah. You're right. But I think one of the previous callers made a really good point, Brian, about it being about, this is all about slavery, which the South was also fighting for states' rights as well. So we've allowed the left to take control of the narrative, as we often do. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that.
I just keep coming back to the slippery slope argument. Mm-hmm. And I do understand that some people could be legitimately offended. I understand that. But where do you draw the line? And where do you say, okay, well, we're going to change the name of the high school. But then you know, what happens next? What's the next thing that drops? And do we, I was being facetious when I said we should knock down the Washington Monument, but where does it stop? Where does it end? Where does the discussion, where do we decide, okay, well, we've gone far enough? You know, this is what I worry about, is that we will find, you know, it's okay to go after the high school, but then what's the next step? Where does it end? Slippery slope. And, you literally can make the argument that, you know, we should not honor the first president of the United States because he was a slave owner. And that's where it starts to get ridiculous. So I say, let's just stop it now. Let's stop it now and just understand that, you know, these things are vestiges of the past and move on.
Yeah, I can't agree with you. Look at you and I agree. Jim in Fairfax, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Wall with Brian and Mary. Jim, do we change the name?
Good morning. I think every liberal in the world should boycott Washington, D.C. until they change the name.
We got to change the name. That's right.
That's right. Never come to Washington, D.C.
New Columbia.
Ever.
There you go.
That's right. It's terrible. Yeah, let's get
Georgetown University.
Yeah, Georgetown. Yeah, exactly. There are so many. And you could go back to the names of the states. There are states' names that go back to not slave owners, but go back to the British. And we fought the British. They were our enemies. If this is about vanquishing the names of our enemies from our history, people who did us wrong, then we need to really go through a lot of cleansing in this country. The state of Washington. We have to go to the state of Delaware, the state of Maryland. They have to all change their names. Prince George's County has to change its name if we're going to be honest about this. We're going to really do it. Pete in Vienna, do we change the name?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm coming from the opposite end. Thurgood Marshall, everybody ought to read Marshall's book, Men in Black. He ended up spending most of his time in his office watching soap operas. So great. That's a great decision.
Pete, thank you so much. I appreciate your comments. And coming up at 7:35, Andre Billadoux will be joining us. He is a parent who actually transferred his child from Jeb Stuart High School because of this proposed name change. So he's going to be joining us at 7:35. It is now 6:22 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Well, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and for a lot of us, it's going to be hard because we're not going to be able to be there to celebrate with mom in person. Well, with 1-800-Flowers.com, you can still show her how much you care and how much you're thinking about her, because right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving my listeners an exclusive 30 for 30 offer. They're offering 30 assorted tulips for $30. That is only a dollar per tulip. All you have to do is pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers do the rest. This will be a bright and beautiful mix of orange and yellow and pink tulips, and they're guaranteed to show mom just how much she's loved. Tulips from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak from premier farms. They're shipped overnight to ensure freshness, and every bouquet is backed by 1-800-Flowers Smile Guarantee. To order 30 stunning assorted tulips for only $30, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon and enter the code Mary, M-A-R-Y. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. The code is my name, Mary. But you have to hurry because this offer ends Tuesday.
Did you know from 2014 to 2015, the average annual timeshare maintenance fee increased by more than 8%? Did you see 8% nicer amenities at your timeshare? Was the food 8% better? Then why are you paying 8% more? If you're tired of paying for a timeshare that you're not using or can't use, visit Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. With local experts right here in Alexandria and Towson, visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
You can doll it up, wash it down, yes, even throw lipstick on it. But a pig is still just a pig. Same for the health care bill in Congress. Last month, Americans said no to a plan economists agreed would cost you more. Now some in Washington are high on the hog to bring it back. And this time, it's worse. There's still an age tax, letting insurance companies charge anyone over 50 up to 5 times more than everyone else. But now, if you have a pre-existing condition, they can deny coverage for life-saving treatments. Even worse, it gives a huge tax break to millionaires while cutting over $800 billion from Medicaid, taking away coverage from millions of Americans. Tell Congressman Whitman to vote no on the health care bill, because a pig is still just a pig. And this bill will cost you a whole lot of bacon. Paid for by Save My Care.
It's 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Route 7 struggling getting by this crash still as a cruiser trying to deal with the overturned vehicle. Eastbound Route 7 before you get to Barron Cameron Avenue. So if you're coming inbound, it's after the Georgetown Pike and after the Reston Parkway. But you're going to hit those brakes hard and you're just inching through trying to get by that intersection. On Route 28, Centerville Road, north of Manassas Drive for the crash cleanup. Beltway, we're still dealing with the accident on the outer loop. Still only have the right lane getting by in the Tysons area. As you come up to Route 7, you see a lot of flashing lights still in the fire truck sideways across the lanes there. Again, outer loop at Route 7. Inner loop side open on the Maryland Beltway on the outer loop. As you come up to the University Boulevard exit, that's where we have an accident. And it looks like that's right where the volume is focused on as you come off of I-95. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong cold front on the march. Isolated shower thunderstorms today. Quite breezy, 82 degrees. Now, by this evening, severe storms are possible with wind, hail, heavy rainfall. Overnight, we'll drop back to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees, 627 on WMAL.
So do we change the name of Jeb Stuart High School in Falls Church, Virginia? CJ in Manassas, good morning. Your morning's on the mall with Brian and Mary. So do we spend $1 million or so to change the name?
No, I don't think so. I mean, what is it? The biggest issue is we need to be able to point back to the proud history of the Democratic legacy. I mean, from Bull Connor to Jefferson Davis to everything else like that. We need to put that tattoo on them and make them wear it and be aware of what choices they have impacted our society with.
That's one way to look at it. Make them wear their history. Maybe that's why they're trying to erase it. That's fantastic, CJ. Never thought of it that way. It is 627 on WMAL.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit medstargeorgetown.org/ckcancer.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is Christian healthcare sharing, a community of more than 200,000 believers across America who share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable healthcare for Christians.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Well, coming up in just a moment, Michael Auslan, an Asian expert for AEI, will join us to talk about what's going on with regards to North Korea. It's all coming up straight ahead. It's now 6:30 in the nation's capital and time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WNAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Congressional negotiators have forged a hard-won agreement on a $1 trillion-plus spending bill. The measure offers some things that will please lawmakers on both sides, and it would fund the day-to-day operations of virtually every federal agency through September. President Trump is promoting a revamped health care overhaul effort. Mr. Trump has tweeted that a, quote, new health care plan is on its way, promising lower premiums and protection for people with pre-existing conditions. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell says he feels that last year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling throwing out his public corruption conviction is a vindication. But in an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, McDonnell, while still insisting on his innocence, said he would do things differently now.
If I do it over again, I was governor, I wouldn't take any gifts. I didn't need them.
So why'd you take them?
You know, having a family vacation after working 15 hours a day at a nice lake resort with my family. You know, I appreciated that.
Parts of the Midwest and the South are recovering this morning after a weekend round of severe storms that killed at least 14 people. Meteorologist Pedram Javaheri says at least four tornadoes touched down in Texas alone.
The National Weather Service confirming now a mile wide, or essentially 17 football fields across at its widest point there. This is the Van Zandt County tornado just east of Dallas, Texas, that came down there with a 55-mile continuous track.
It's May 1st, and the month just ended, it turns out, was the warmest April on record in the nation's capital. The Washington Post Capital Weather Gang reports the average temperature for the month was just under 64 degrees. That is about 7 degrees warmer than normal. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,941, the Nasdaq at 6048. Sports, the Wizards drop game one of their NBA playoff series to the Celtics. Hockey, the Caps take on the Penguins tonight in game three, and Coach Barry Trotz finds himself having to be a little philosophical.
We're down two games to zero. All we can do is look forward. I mean, we can't correct the last two games. They're done.
Baseball, the Nets get a franchise record 23 runs as they destroy the Mets. The Orioles beat the Yankees in 11 innings. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
The good news, our business is growing. The bad news, we have to hire again.
The searching.
Where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 100 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Paul Goldschmidt.
A towering Goldschmidt double.
Diamondbacks strike when the time is right.
Max Scherzer.
Swing and a miss.
This national has yet to be snake bitten. Snake strike versus winning streak. Connect. Nationals Diamondbacks. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Larry O'Connor here. You know, it's been 2 months since my LASIK and raindrop procedure with Dr. Mark Whitten, and it is nothing short of remarkable. My distance and reading vision are great. Dr. Whitten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and the very first to perform the raindrop procedure for reading vision. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation today at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. This will be a game changer for you. It has been for me.
Achoo! It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway, Maryland on the outer loop as you come up to University Boulevard. Watch for the crash. They're trying to move that to the shoulder on 270. It's just been about the volume here early on. DC, 295. I've been talking about this since the beginning of rush hour. It was the overnight construction. Northbound 295 at Benning Road. Unfortunately, they are still out there and it is causing delays. Now, DDOT and crews are going to try to get them to wrap it up. They said it could be closer to 7, but expect delays here each direction, 295 near Benning with the work zone in the right lane northbound on the Beltway, Virginia. Here's the latest update. Fire truck just left the scene of the crash in the Tysons area. Arrow board still there, so is tow truck. Only the right lane gets by, but they, again, are making some improvements here. Outer loop at Route 7, hang tight as you come through that stretch. And east on Route 7, watch for the accident activity right before Barron Cameron Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Powerful storm system in the nation's midsection rolling east. Front attached to that storm approaching later today. Isolated showers, thunder showers today, 82 degrees on a south breeze. Then by this evening, scattered storms may be severe. So we're thinking about after 4 or 5 o'clock and before midnight. See some strong damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall. There is a risk for tornadoes, but that is low. Sunshine returns tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Centerville, 62 in Germantown, 66 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
And good morning to you. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. Joining us at 7:05, it's our legal analyst, Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, Andre Bilodeau will be with us, and he is the parent of a child who transferred out of Jeb Stuart High School because of the proposed name change there. At 8:05, it's John Whitbeck. He is the Virginia GOP chair, and he's going to talk to us about the primaries in that state. And Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner joining us at 8:35. I'm Mary Walter, sitting alongside Brian Wilson.
You say not happy. What does that mean?
I would not be happy. If he does a nuclear test, I will not be happy. And I can tell you also, I don't believe that the president of China, who is a very respected man, will be happy either.
Not happy mean military action?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
That was the president of the United States this weekend talking to John Dickerson over at CBS about the North Korean president and what he might do and what he might not do. Joining us now on the line is Michael Auslan, an expert on the continent of Asia, resident scholar at American Enterprise Institute, author of a new book, The End of the Asian Century, A War, Stagnation, and Risk to the World's Most Dynamic Region. Michael, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Good morning, Brian.
So how do you look at the situation right now? It does seem that we've stepped up our military presence, the president making some tough talk there, saying he would not be happy. How do you look at this thing right now?
Well, I don't think any president is happy when North Korea launches missiles or conducts a nuclear test. I think there's two elements to this. One is what North Korea is doing, and the second is what President Trump is doing. I think the difference is what North Korea is doing. They are acting far more rapidly to conduct missile tests and to do preparations, as far as we can tell, for another nuclear test. They've already done three under this new young leader. They do not seem to be linking this to any type of negotiations the way way that they did in the past. There are changes in the way that they're approaching their attempts not only to build these capabilities, but then to really be almost entirely unaccountable, if I can put it that way, to the world community. What I think is actually less different is what the U.S. is doing. If you listen to what the president said, there is obviously the rhetoric that he uses, but the fact is that he hasn't done much that's different from prior presidents. They also moved military assets into the region. They mooted the idea of negotiations, and just as the president has done, they talked about working with other partners in the region, including nations that are far from North Korea, such as the Philippines.
You know, I want to just go back to what you said about the North Koreans. You seem to suggest that their behavior is not like it has been in the past. I mean, usually when they act up, they're just looking for somebody to give them some support or some food or something, but then they go away for a while. Your sense of it is it's very different this time around.
Yeah, I think that's what we have to be worried about. And the people that, if you talk to them in the intelligence community, the military community, they are worried because they see North Korea acting differently. Now, you know, again, the scale of North Korea acting, what we would consider normally, is always completely different. But there's definitely a sense that this leader, Kim Jong-un, who's been in power since 2012, is a less stable leader than his father and his grandfather was, someone who may not be quite as rational in again the North Korean way as they were. One thing that's very interesting to watch, and where the president is not wrong, is that China is extraordinarily frustrated with Kim Jong-un. Now, that does not mean that China wants to see North Korea disappear or that it's going to help try to get rid of the regime. I think they'd be very happy to see Kim Jong-un go away. But China realizes that it also has lost its political influence, and it is still not willing to bring its economic influence to bear. So we are in a slightly different situation than we have been in the past.
You know, you touched just before about how he seems to be more unstable, and this time seems to be different. And that's a question that Brian and I have talked about on the air, because it's a disconnect for me. President Obama was more than willing to leave him alone. President Trump comes in and he clearly means business. He clearly is not going to mess around. He's a different leader than President Obama. So for North Korea to now be acting like they're serious doesn't make sense. Now, is that because I'm trying to make sense out of North Korea that it doesn't connect for me? Is there something else that I'm missing?
Well, Mary, I think it's the fact that they've made a calculation that the Americans, whatever bluster and rhetoric come from the White House, really are not willing to risk a war on the Korean Peninsula. And I'm not so sure they're wrong. President Obama, you're right, the policy which they called strategic patience, which was a failure because it didn't do anything to help resolve this situation. But even so, when North Korea conducted tests, we would do what President Trump is doing now. We'd get military assets into the region. We'd have carriers on standby, or we talk about moving, you know, missile defense platforms around the area. It's basically what the Trump administration is doing. We will have to wait and see if President Trump really does mean that he's not going to stand for this, that he's not going to be happy. We haven't seen any indication, though, that there is a fundamental change in strategy yet. We have not had any announcement of a new type of coalition that might, for example, include China if the president thinks he could get them along. Or we haven't seen a new call for talks. Now, if you look at the way that this administration operates, they always try to go into, or so far at least, they try to go into these negotiations with a strong hand, and that may be what he's trying to do. He's really using the rhetorical threats. He has brought an aircraft carrier into the region. They've talked about other things they're willing to do. That may be all to tell the North Koreans, look, this time really is different. We're going to get you back to the table, but we're not going to do it in the sort of supplicating, pleading way that previous administrations have done.
Can you have any sense of why the missiles keep blowing up?
Well, you know, one day we may find out. On the one hand, this is still a learning process for the North Koreans. We know that. And if you look back at our own, program back in the 1960s, the NASA program, our rockets blew up on the pad all the time. But we learned from it, and ultimately we got to where we wanted to be. And this may be what's happening with North Korea. If it does turn out that it's U.S. interference in some way, whether through cyber tactics or something else, you know, that's something that we may discover 25 years down the road. And it certainly is something that we should be doing without question.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Michael Auslan with AEI. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
It is now 6:44 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and you've been hearing about my progress since January 1st. And I have to say that losing weight, seeing, feeling progress every single week on the EMP 180 program has been such a fun and exciting journey. Now, that's not the norm when you're trying to lose weight, especially losing weight on your own, right? It's tough. So I'm happy to say, can I have a drum roll here? I hit my ideal empowered weight for me. I'm now an EMP graduate. All my numbers have aligned correctly. I'm down over 30 pounds. I did it. Now on to the second part of the Empowered Weight program, maintenance. I'm not worried because EMP 180 will never leave you. My body composition numbers are where they should be, and my metabolism is firing like a well-tuned engine. With EMP, I've got this. Do EMP 180 like I did. Get it done. Get to the healthy body you need. Call them today. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 703-992-0620.
The United States Marines have a motto, Semper Fidelis, or Semper Fi. It means always faithful in Latin, and it's at the core of everything the Marines do. Michael Avery at the Avery Law Firm knows this motto well. Since 1994, Michael has led clients through their legal battles with the same level of dedication. Call 703-462-5050 today. That's 703-462-5050, or go to SemperFiLawyer.com. The Avery Law Firm, taking care of our own.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we started off with some difficult areas, and let's go Route 7, one of them eastbound as you come up to Barron Cameron. That's where we had the crash with the overturn, but really quick work here by authorities. Looks like they have everything to the shoulder. So if you stick with it, you'll be slow between Reston Parkway and Barron Cameron. Shouldn't take you too much longer. Just have patience through there. On the Beltway, though, still no change. So only the right lane getting by on the outer loop in the Tysons area. Right as you come up to Route 7 heading over toward I-66. Accident cleanup continues. The Maryland Beltway University Boulevard outer loop stretch. You should find that crash to the shoulder. Hey, 270, just about the volume for you. Same story with 95. Baltimore-Washington Parkway and heading down to the Beltway with lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong cold front on the march. Isolated showers, thunderstorms today. Quite breezy, 82 degrees. Now, by this evening, severe storms are possible with wind, hail, heavy rainfall. Overnight, we'll drop back to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees. It is now 6:47 on WMAL. It's time for Critter News on WMAL, which, as we often say, is a certified fan favorite. And this one is a bit troubling, and probably one of the strangest critter news I've ever brought to you. It has to do with Waynesboro, Virginia, and seven cats. Over the course of the last few months, since December, on seven different occasions, domesticated cats, people's pets, have been apparently abducted by someone unknown and taken somewhere and had their bellies shaved, their abdomen. Yeah, well, that's what I would say if you wanted to shave my belly. This somebody is capturing cats, keeping them hostage for a short period of time, taking out an electric razor, and very carefully and very meticulously shaving their underbellies, their undersides. And no one is exactly sure why they are doing it. There's even a sign out in that neighborhood that says, shaving cats. Several neighborhood cats have been abducted and had their lower abdomen and groin areas shaved. This is very upsetting to the cats and to their owners. If you have any information, call police. But police say they're not exactly sure if they were to find out who is shaving the cats, what they would be charged with, Mary. They don't really have a category for cat shaving.
I'm still stuck on your comment about shaving your belly. I'm still mentally right there.
Okay.
No, here's the thing. I cannot stand when people let their cats run loose because they dig up your garden, they poop in your kid's sandbox. I hate when people let their cats run loose. So maybe people will stop letting their cats run loose now.
Maybe they'll keep them a little closer to home.
That's right. Maybe that's someone like myself who cannot stand when people let their cats run around.
I can't imagine what would motivate somebody to shave the underbelly of a cat.
On the upside, they could be doing worse, right?
Well, We don't know what's... We are hearing reports that the cats come back very changed by the experience.
Who would you be if someone took you captive and shaved your belly?
That's what I was saying. It would be upsetting to me
completely. Yeah. We could probably put that on YouTube and get many, many hits. We could probably monetize that puppy.
Listen, according to one person who had her cat shaved on two separate occasions.
Well, you know what? She didn't learn the first time. Then you know what? You deserve that, you big dummy.
I know it probably hurt her.
Stupid is as stupid as it does on that one.
I know it probably hurt her, but not physically, but mentally.
So that she let her out again.
That's right. And he's real skittish and feels really weird around people. And something's happened to him. And we looked, and so he's been shaved underneath. So they apparently not any other thing done to the cat, simply had their bellies shaved. Well, if you have any information, police want to know about it. And then they'll try to figure out if there's a charge that they can bring against this person. 650 on WMAL.
Pussycat, pussycat, I love you.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start! Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is Christian health care sharing, a community of more than 200,000 believers across America who share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time it was chat rooms, then dating websites and hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Look, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction. And human interaction is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with real people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
With spring comes scams.
They just showed up unannounced.
The next knock on your door could cost you plenty. Seven on Your Side shines a light on the top 3 scams to avoid this season. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. The Dancing with the Stars Live Hot Summer Nights Tour is coming to MGM National Harbor this June. And ABC 7 wants to send you in a guest. Watch ABC 7 News at 11 tonight and be the 7th caller to win.
Let's see how your money's doing. Check in at the news desk at CNBC. Stephanie Shelton standing by. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello and good morning. And futures are indicating a higher open on Wall Street now that a deal has been struck in Washington to fund the government through September. There's a permanent fix for coal miners' health care, and Democrats say no cuts in funding for sanctuary cities, but defense spending climbs by $12 billion. European markets are closed for May Day. This is National Small Business Week, and data from Thomson Reuters shows borrowing by small businesses stalled in March, down 1% from a year ago. Owners remaining cautious about investing because of uncertainty over economic and tax policies. Apple is expected to report tomorrow that it now has a cash stockpile of, wait for it, more than $250 billion. That's more than the market value of both Walmart and Procter & Gamble together. Dish Network reporting a 6% drop in quarterly profit after losing about 143,000 pay TV subscribers. And Boeing holds its annual stockholder meeting in Chicago. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and he'll make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, just in time for 7 o'clock, start of the rush hour. All lanes open on the Beltway in Tysons. Boy, though, long-standing crash as you come off the Legion Bridge and heading over toward Route 7 before you get to 66. You'll find that activity now to the right shoulder, so everyone's moving along, quickly improving. Also on Route 7, eastbound, as you come up to Barron Cameron, all your travel lanes reopened from the earlier accident. 66 volume through Manassas, heading towards Centerville, again, Fair Oaks and the Vienna Metro, heading through town. It was late clearing construction. It looks like now all lanes have been open, so improving. DC 295 northbound as you come up to Benning, and in northeast Minnesota Avenue closed at Burroughs Avenue. That's closed in each direction due to a down utility pole. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong cold front on the march. Isolated shower thunderstorms today. Quite breezy, 82 degrees. Now, by this evening, severe storms are possible with wind, hail, heavy rainfall. Overnight, we'll drop back to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees on WMAL. It is now 6:57. This is a couple of interesting rumors floating around over the weekend. There may be some there, it appears. First one has to do with the Heritage Foundation, which, you know, is a conservative think tank in this town being run by former Senator Jim DeMint. There is a rumor floating around that Steve Bannon over at the White House is going to take over Heritage, and DeMint is on his way out. As it turned out this weekend on Fox News Sunday, Mike Needham, the CEO of Heritage Action, was there, and Chris Wallace, you know, asked him the question.
And I want to ask you about the Heritage Foundation that you're associated with. There are a lot of stories out that Jim DeMint, the head of the Heritage Foundation, is going to be out, and that Steve Bannon may become the new head, that this is going to be his safety net as he is forced out of the White House. What can you tell us?
That there's a lot of speculation and rumor in the media that never misses a chance to divide and attack conservatives. Jim DeMint is a patriot. He has had a courageous career in the country, and the conservative movement are far better because of that. And the Heritage Foundation is an institution that is committed to formulating and promoting conservative policies, and that is not going to change.
Well, that wasn't really an answer, and so Chris Wallace went back and said, well, let me try one more time.
Is DeMint out? I mean, the story that the board wants him out.
I don't know. There's a lot of speculation, rumor, and I'm not going to add to the speculation and rumor.
And Steve Bannon?
There's a lot of speculation and rumor, and I'm not going to add to the speculation
and
rumor.
Stop. Leave it there.
So anyway, apparently there's a lot of speculation and rumor, but no denials, which is an interesting thing in Washington. When you don't have a strong denial, it may be that this guy, Mike Needham, just doesn't know what the plan is. And it may be that this is just a bunch of speculation and rumor. But nonetheless, there sure is a lot of it. Speaking of which, our friend Sebastian Gorka, who comes on this show on a regular basis, you know, he works at the National Security Council at the Trump White House. He's a very, I think, a really effective communicator on issues for this White House, and perhaps the best person they have to put out front in the camera. He seems to be able to express himself in such a concise and powerful way. I think he does a great job for the administration in that regard. Well, apparently, there are many reports that he is on his way out of the National Security Council and will take up a different role within the administration. This seems to be confirmed by a couple of different senior administration officials. As it turns out, Sarah Westwood of the Washington Examiner has done some extensive reporting on this story, and she will join us at 8:35. 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Coming up.
And joining us, Joe DeGeneva. He is our legal analyst. He will be joining us coming up at 7:05.
And we're going to go back to this story about Jeb Stuart High School, and should the name be changed. There is one parent who is so upset about the way things are going over there, he took his kid out of the school. He'll join us at 7:35. Time for the news, 7 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and